You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Drama zaps energy and steals focus, so let's defeat some drama now. Thanks so much for joining me. I am truly on a mission to defeat drama, one organization, one family, heck, one individual at a time. So thanks for joining me, and I'm looking forward to sharing some quick little nuggets with you that you can implement in your own life or work to defeat the drama. Today's episode is sponsored by Pillar Social Media. They create, manage, and grow brands on the social web. They've done some great work for me, so I really recommend that you go check them out at pillarsocialmedia.com. So today, I'm going to be talking about how to lose a customer. And I'm actually going to be sharing a story. So it's called A True Tale of a Courtesy Call Gone Awry. This actually happened to me yesterday. And how fun that I have a podcast that I get to, you know, turn many of my life experiences into words of wisdom that I share on my podcast. So yesterday I was working and I got a phone call from my insurance company where I get my business liability insurance. And she was very friendly and she said, "Hey, I'm calling just as a courtesy call to let you know that we haven't received your payment. And if we don't receive it," you know, she gave me the date. "By this date, there's, we've got a cancellation notice. So we just wanted to let you know." And I said, "Wow, that's weird." I said, "Okay, well, I'll pop into my online banking and I'll check it out." So everything with this initial call went fine. So we pull up the internet banking because I do everything, you know, as much as possible online. And the payment had gone out like 2 weeks prior. So I thought, well, that's weird. Okay. So I called her back and I said, "Hey, you know, you just called me and I wanted to let you know that, you know, the payment did actually go out. The money's out of my bank account. And so I'm not really sure what's going on, but, you know, maybe you can check." So she said, "Okay, well, I will call our billing department and I'll see what's going on and call you back." Again, everything's going smooth. It still totally felt like a courtesy call. Well, when she called me back, that's when things went awry. So she had this different tone and she said, "Well, I checked with our billing department and your payment has not been received. So you're going to have to check with your bank or do whatever because, your payment's not here." And I said, "Okay." I said, "Well, I'm happy to do that." And she just continued on in the tone. I probably can't totally replicate it, but it was very kind of accusatory and very condescending. And she was really treating me like I was lying. And I know that people do that. But the thing is, I've been a customer of this same insurance company, a very low maintenance customer, I might add, for probably around 20 years. So I think I have a pretty long history of paying my bills on time and doing what I need to do. So this insurance company is making commission on me and probably spending, you know, maybe 15 or 30 minutes on me a year. You know, there's a few times when a client will want proof of insurance or I have to add them on, you know, their name on if I'm going to be doing business at the location. And so that happens periodically. But other than that, someone in a billing department is just processing my check. So I know we all love insurance companies. So anyway, she proceeded on acting like I was lying. And I said, "You know, I'm happy to send you a screenshot." And she said, "Well, there's nothing more I can do for you at this point. So, you know, figure it out. I'm just telling you, we need your money." And I said, "Can you, you know, just kind of soften your tone?" I said, "It really feels like," well, when I said that, she escalated. So now she's yelling at me. And she said, "I don't even have to do these courtesy calls. I was doing you a favor. There is nothing more I can do for you at this point." And I said, "Well, actually there is. I've asked you to lower your tone a little bit." And she said, "You need to watch your tone." She goes, "I don't even need to do these. I'm spending time trying to tell you that your insurance is being canceled and that you haven't paid your bill." And she hung up on me. So I was not happy, to say the least. So I quickly called back from the same phone number that she'd called me, and She did not answer. So I called from a different phone, and I'm really happy to report that the owner answered. And I said, hey. And now this owner, I only gave her my first name. She totally knows who I am. Like I said, I've been a customer for about 20 years or so. And I said, you know, hey, I just had this experience. And I told her what happened. And she said, I am so sorry. That should not have happened. And I said, you know that I pay my bills. I said, I've been a customer, a low maintenance customer. So I said, you know, I teach customer service. And so this isn't okay with me. I said, there are a million other people who do what you do. So she, during the phone call, was friendly. And I felt like, okay, maybe I can keep doing business with them. Maybe, but we'll see. I'm kind of a stickler for good customer service. And I don't really like, you know, using my dollars and investing in a company. I mean, yes, they're providing me a service, but a lot of other people can provide that service and can appreciate me. Anyway, I called my bank, and lo and behold, they had actually received my money electronically. So it absolutely had gotten there. But well, I'll tell the story in another episode, like what happened bank-wise. But let's just say they did have my money. So I had a really, really good time calling them back to say, so just wanted to let you know you received my payment electronically. So I'm not really sure how it got lost, but you know, you might want to share this information with your employee who gave me the quote unquote courtesy call. Everything was going okay. Again, I was talking to the owner. She apologized again, said that she would check into it more. So I was still thinking, okay, maybe I can keep going with this relationship. Unfortunately, the email that she sent back after everything was finalized put the responsibility back on me, which this does happen. The insurance company had changed my account number. I don't know if that's ever happened to you, but you know, they seem to randomly, and someone in the insurance industry can probably tell me there's a reason for it. I'm sure there's a business reason for it, but they change your account number. You don't realize it because, you know, I've never noticed an announcement saying, hey, you got a new, and there might be one, I don't know. But once you get it set up on your online bill pay, you don't really look too often. So this has happened before. So she sent me an email saying, well, you put the wrong account number. It was a new account number. And that's what happened. And she proceeded to tell me that this person has great customer service and she's never had any other complaint. Now, during our initial conversation, what I kind of left out was that she actually told me that they've had to call the police twice because customers have threatened her to the point where the same customer service person who gave me my call, my little courtesy call, two times they've had to call police from customers threatening her to the point where she's fearful and involves the police. So I'm feeling like two times is a lot for anyone. And I would never, I mean, nothing that she's done, I'm sure, justified threats. Nothing would excuse away someone saying, I threaten you as a result of your poor customer service. So I'm certainly not justifying or excusing away someone threatening a customer service person. However, I will say that it kind of makes me ponder the thought that perhaps she was a bit unpleasant with those people too. So I'm not really liking the fact that she's excusing away the service that I had and saying that she's never had any other complaints. I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, I do know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to find a new place to take my business. Because you know what? I teach customer service and I just can't work with someone who will condone that kind of behavior from one of their employees and justify an excuse away. That is how you lose a customer. You do a courtesy call and end up hanging up on the customer who did pay their bill, but just put the wrong account number on it. Well, just didn't change, just didn't put the new account number on it so that it would get to the right place. The other thing I don't understand is if you know that insurance companies change account numbers, if a customer says they paid their bill, don't you think that they could maybe check and see if that might be the issue? Because I'm sure that happens a lot. I can't possibly be the only one who misses the new account number, the account change, and ends up with the online bill pay, sending it to the old account. So it seems like before you get accusatory that maybe you could just add to your process, like, hey, you know what? They said they paid it. Let me check and see if they maybe sent the payment to the old account number. So anyway, that's my story. That's the tale of how a courtesy call went awry and how you can lose a customer. So I hope you learned a couple little nuggets from my story. And if you have a team of customer service people, don't let them hang up on people and get all nasty and accusatory. Give your customers, especially long-term loyal customers, the benefit of the doubt. And If someone on your team doesn't act well, make sure you address it and not justify it. Do something about it. Heck, I would go in there and coach her. Anyway, I hope you make today a great day. I hope you experience wonderful customer service wherever you go or wherever you call. On the next episode, I'm going to share the awesome customer service story. My bank provides great service. I love them. And so during this whole ordeal, not that it was an ordeal, I don't want to be dramatic, but I had to work with my bank to get proof of this payment. And so I'll tell just a quick little story about how to provide great service and why my bank is awesome. So until next time, make it a great day.